Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, it's going to be a gala Friday event.
Oh, yes.
Mike Stone, welcome. How are you?
Yes.
I knew that would resonate with you. Oh. I was horrified because Kenny admitted, I've never seen the movie Casino. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, I quit. Come on, Kenny.
He'll watch that after he watches the Broad Street Bullies documentary that I gave him to watch or told him to watch like a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
I think help him understand why I am what I am.
He'll get to you first. Have you patched things up with Mike James? I know that was a big kerfuffle before the show.
He's going to be on later.
Okay. Restore the floor.
Restore the floor. It'll
so let's. Next week. Yes. I want to dive into this. We're going to get to the wings later because Kenny is tantalizing us, Mike.
Yes, I know. He's.
Hey, Kenny. Yeah, you are. You're being a little flirt. Because they made this nothing burger move.
Oh, I know.
For some, you know, Iman Shumpert defenseman or whoever this is. Listen.
Taj Gibson.
He's a nobody.
Yeah, he's already in Grand Rapids.
They saved $2 million on the cap.
Ooh, is there anything there?
Kenny Cott says, quote,
yeah.
Stevie's loading up, close quote.
I hope so, but the problem is, there's nobody left to load up on unless there's some kind of major surprise trade. Yes, you can get Kenny's, you know, godchild, you know.
Gudas?
Gudas, maybe.
Kenny, be serious with us, and we'll get to the wings a little bit later. But your level of faith in what you teased us with when you heard about this trade, that Stevie's loading up before the deadline.
For the deadline or for the offseason?
I still think it's offseason.
I think this $2 million saved is for the offseason, but there could be a move still on the way. It was the Red Wings that broke this trade. It wasn't a writer of any kind. That means it came from within. Nobody knew about this.
Because it's insignificant.
That is correct.
Yeah, because but usually, no one knows who they traded
even
for.
The insignificant trades, you get the beat writers talking about. So that doesn't really bother
yeah,
me.
Yeah, after a national writer announces the trade, I can confirm. Yes. Of course you did it. I'm a radio host. I can confirm that David just told me the Wings made a trade.
Yes.
The Red Wings broke it. It's important. Leave me alone.
All right. Done. We'll get to the Wings a little later. We are going to get to free agency because the time Stoney and I return to you Monday at 2 in the afternoon.
Yes.
Free agency's open.
Absolutely. By the way, before we actually start, I just want to say hello to your dad, Big G, and other members of the family who might be listening because your father has a lot of my father in him where he listens to you constantly.
All the time, yeah.
And my father used to listen to me constantly in the afternoons. Now, when I got moved to the mornings, Lou didn't get up till past 10. So, you know.
A little bit tough.
Yes. Yeah, I love the fact that your father is a listener to the show. And
of course, you know what he likes, the
East Coast.
He does the YouTube. He likes the video.
Oh, good.
I don't know. It is what it is.
Yes. Well, because you guys were talking yesterday about guys you don't want on your team. So I decided to wear the Trust the Process hoodie that I own because, you know, Ben Simmons, they announced yesterday, would not be playing again this year. And Ben Simmons led to James Harden. So both of those guys can go in a corner and you know what.
Yeah, I know. David and I right now are on alert because apparently this is where I knew it. David was going to pray. He was going to get God involved. Mm-hmm. And of course, 24 hours after I busted his holy stones, now the Giants apparently have met with Russell.
I know.
Enjoy Russ, Mike.
Go to hell. And I don't know that I could say that to a pastor, but
yes.
It just happened.
Yes.
So I want to start the show with something totally off the board, Stoney. This Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing. I need the young people to unite, all right? We're going to throw the bat signal up. I heard Rieger talk about this last night as I was driving home, and I actually agreed with Jeff. Because I don't, the Jake Paul thing, I don't understand. He's fought a bunch of tomato cans, and he wins these fights. And clearly, he's training to be a boxer, and he has some level of ability.
Who's better, him or his brother?
I don't, Kenny? Ed, that's an Evan question.
Okay.
Evan would know. But he's fighting 50, he's 27. He's fighting 57-year-old Mike Tyson. And you and I talked before the show. I don't care how old Mike Tyson is. I'm afraid of him.
Yes. You're right. He could be my age for crying out loud, and people who are 20 years younger would still get the you-know-what knocked out of him because he's Mike Tyson. Or, more importantly, the fear. He's still, even when he makes you laugh in the Hangover, you kind of think he's going to come through the screen and just hit you with a right cross and going to send you to no-no
land. So this fight's going to be July 20th. This is going to be at Jerry World. That's an 80,000-seat venue.
Oh, God, I'd love to see Tyson fight Jerry. That's something I'd pay for.
This is going to be on Netflix. I just want to know, and if anyone has any intel, help me. Because Stoney and I agree on this, and maybe it means we're both horribly wrong. But doesn't Mike Tyson have a shot to win this fight?
Yeah, it just takes one punch. And I don't care how old he is,
but
Mike.
Is it an actual fight, Stone?
Well, that's the other question. I don't know what the script says. Ask Goodell.
That's the whole... By the way, how loud is he going to get booed at the draft?
Oh, pretty damn loud.
I was thinking about that. I go, oh, that's going to be so uncomfortable. But David, I don't care if it's ticket texters. I don't care if it's callers. But Stoney and I wanted to do a segment on this just to understand, because this was a lot of people going to watch this. You can laugh at it, mock it, mm-hmm. say you're not. You're going to. I admit I'm going to watch this. Look, Tyson is still the kid from the Catskills, and he's terrifying, and he's bringing the pigeons, and he's murdering people in 10 seconds.
Yes.
I know he's 57.
Is he going to walk into the ring with a tiger?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just help me, people, because I know you're more in tune to Jake Paul. And what's the other one? Logan Paul. Look.
Hell, for me, it could be Chris Paul.
Right.
Still, you know, or Mrs. Paul's fish sticks.
248-539-9797. David, we talked about it briefly. What is are you going to watch this July 20th?
Yes, I'm going to watch this. I am definitely going to watch this, and I believe that Mike Tyson is going to destroy him. He's Mike Tyson. He can't do only. He can only do one thing: is punch you to death.
Right.
That's it. You're dead.
We can, you know, how they'll say, you know, the older people can never. We need to, you know, move on with our lives. Mike Tyson, even though he's younger than me, I can't move on. I still think he's the baddest dude I've ever seen in a ring, and he's one of the baddest athletes. I mean, like, in professional sports, who you think scares the hell out of you? The only one I can even think of off the top of my head, none of the hockey guys scare me anymore. The guy who used to play for the Heat, I don't know who he played, James Johnson, because he's a black belt or whatever.
Oh, him, yeah, from Wake Forest.
Yeah, him I wouldn't want to meet in an alley. But nobody else. But Mike Tyson, yeah. He still scares the crap out of me.
I'll tell you who scares me now. Max Crosby. Max Crosby's terrifying.
See, I just think he's really freaking good.
No, he's great, but he's out of his mind.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a violent. I don't think it's.
What?
I don't think he's a dirty player.
Hey, you don't have to be dirty to be scary.
Yeah, I know.
He's scary.
Okay. He's a good guy. I love him, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to have him on my team.
Yes.
But I want to know from the people. And look, I understand if you call up and go, guys, you're both on crack, or in Stoney's case, coke. Paul is 27. This guy's 57. But he's 57. He's Mike Tyson.
Right.
And I know, didn't now Tyson fought Roy Jones Jr. What was it?
2020. Yeah.
Was that bad? Did he look terrible?
He didn't look great.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he didn't look great. But again, that's two old people going against each other.
Okay, right. So should I have a problem that a 27-year-old is going to be hitting on a 60-year-old?
Well, he doesn't have the boxing skill level there. That's the problem that I have. He can't box like Mike Tyson can box.
I got to know. I got to know from the audience. I admit I have not gotten involved. Like when, what was it? Was it this Paul? Was it Logan? Who fought?
Floyd Mayweather.
Who
Logan.
Fought Floyd and stole his hat?
Logan.
Logan fought him. Now I heard that was a total joke. That was an absolute cash grab. Now if this is not an actual boxing match, well then all bets are off. But if they're actually boxing, are Stoney and I insane? Because I'm going to watch this and be like, I would not want to get in the ring with any version of Mike Tyson
Never.
That's halfway serious about boxing.
Never.
Ever. 248-539-9797. David, ticket text. We'll let Kenny get the callers squared away. What do you got for me?
I hope Tyson goes off script and knocks out Jake Paul and ends his career once and for all. Tired of hearing about him. That's from Paul. I'm sorry. That's from Cameron.
I just view the Pauls as everything wrong with society. How have we platformed these two and turned them into billionaires?
If Paul's so good, why doesn't he go through like Olympic trials and represent our country?
Okay, I don't have that answer.
That's what I'm saying about the skill level. If he's so skilled, then do that. Go professional. Tyson has to win or I lose all hope for all of us. Okay.
The meteor takes us all out.
It's basically just a cash grab. I mean, come on. They're probably getting paid a couple million just to get in the ring. Who wouldn't? I'm getting the ring. I'm getting the fight with Tyson, too. I was getting paid a couple million dollars.
Yeah, and understand, there is no question this is going to be a handsome financial reward. Will they sell out Jerry World? I'm not qualified to tell you that.
Depends who's on the undercard.
But they'll move tickets. And the fact that Netflix is picking this up, you know they got deep pockets. So if you call up and say, guys, it's not a boxing match. It's just going to be a cheap cash grab. They'll hug each other around the ring. There'll be some ridiculous decision. Who am I to argue? I'm just saying, if they actually fight, there's no way I'm stepping in a ring with Mike Tyson.
And Tyson will be the underdog, too, probably. Wouldn't you think?
Can you put betting odds on something like this? It's an exhibition. Is there betting odds?
I don't know.
David.
I'm sure there will be, yeah.
Ask Jenkins if there was betting odds on the last Logan or, not Aaron Paul, that's the guy in Breaking Bad. What the hell's his kid's name?
Logan Paul.
I don't know. No, this is the brother. Jake Paul.
Jake Paul.
Who cares? Honestly. 248-539-9797. I want to get with the people. We are going to get some free agency conversation.
Maybe the Red Wings will get Nick Paul. Okay.
Listen. And Kenny, you get any whispers about the Wings? Anything, any juice, Stoney, you're a little social media charlatan. You, anything.
All right.
You bring it to the air. We got the trade deadline. We're going to get some football at 3. We got Stoney by the numbers later. A lot to do today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.